Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, September 4th, 2023. Happy Labor Day. Here's what's happening today in America. Biden in Florida. Strike coming. Neon Dion and Burning Man Muck all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your Labor Day message of the day. Joe Biden traveled to Florida to look at the damage from Hurricane Idalia, took an aerial tour, then visited the town of Live Oak, where he said, quote, "Nobody can deny the impact of climate crises, at least nobody intelligent." Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, did not meet with Biden on his visit. The White House said they were expecting to meet with the governor. A DeSantis spokesperson said, in these rural communities and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. Add another strike to the list of strikes that have happened this summer. The United Auto Workers, Chrysler, Jeep, GM, Ford, their contract ends on September 14th. And the union boss is, of course, talking a big game, said he's not afraid to take 150,000 auto workers out of the factories. The union is seeking to negotiate with all three automakers at once, and they're asking for a 40% pay increase and a 32-hour work week. How long would a strike last? Well, the writers in Hollywood are still on strike. A GM strike in 2019 lasted for 40 days, and GM says that cost them $3.6 billion in earnings that year. If workers go on strike, the union will pay each member $500 a week, and they can do that for 11 weeks until they're out of money. Deion Sanders, prepare to hear his name all year long. Deion Sanders, of course, played in the NFL and Major League Baseball. He won a Super Bowl and a World Series. He recently got into coaching high school football, and then he coached at Jackson State for a couple years. And just this year was hired on to coach University of Colorado, paid him $5.5 million. His son is the quarterback, and another one of his sons is the safety. Their first game was away at TCU, a team that played for the national championship last year, and Colorado won 45-42. Everyone's already eyeing the Colorado versus number 6 USC matchup on September 30th. And finally, there is a drug-fueled 9-day music festival in the Nevada desert called Burning Man. Well, there were a bunch of storms. Over an inch of rain turned it into a muddy mess. There's no way in or out. There are still 70,000 people stuck in the middle of the desert. Bill O'Reilly is not one of those people. He's back with your message of the day. Next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I am once again looking out for you because that is my mandate. Remember the song Sugar, Sugar by the Archies? Dopey tune. actually reached number one in 1969. Well, today, sugar is a very important and underreported substance. Too much of it will eventually kill you, just like tobacco. Right now, about 12% of the U.S. population is diabetic, an insidious disease. So I was in my neighborhood deli the other day, and I checked the label on a Starbucks cold frappuccino. Ready? 68 grams of sugar. All the iced teas, sodas, energy drinks loaded with sugar. Breakfast cereal, bread, booze, sugar, sugar, sugar. If the food is processed, sugar is present. Now, I am not the food cop. I want you to enjoy life. But sugar is bad to the bone, skin, teeth, and internal organs. It causes inflammation and ages you. Consume a lot of it, you will suffer. So why is that not widely publicized? The answer is money. The processed food industry advertises all over the place. And the media will never, ever bite the hand that feeds it, even if it's covered with sugar. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Jerry Gibbons, Pearl City, Hawaii. The press will never give a Republican fair and honest coverage. Whoever the Republican nominee is, the mainstream media will make that person a villain. It's true. Absolutely, Jerry. Never in a million years will the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, NBC News, CBS News, ABC News support a Republican. Pat Allenbach, Tabernacle, New Jersey. Bill, come on now. What is going on with Mitch McConnell? I pray for the man, but it's an insult he continues to serve in the U.S. Senate. I don't think it's an insult. I think it's selfish. He should resign. Elizabeth Hayes, Newport News, Virginia. I want to go see Oppenheimer. So I read Killing the Rising Sun. Excellent. Now I'll enjoy the movie even more. And now you'll see how the writer and director of the movie, his name escapes me, a big famous guy, cribbed some of this stuff from Killing the Rising Sun and put it in a movie, particularly in the Los Alamos sections. Killing the Rising Sun, one of my favorite books. Marie, concierge member, identify with dropping stuff. I'm 73 years old. So annoying. Yeah, dexterity. When you get older, Marie, you got to work it. You got to work it. I got a little ball now that I squeeze. I told you I'm in the water, the ocean, and the pool, stretching. Dexterity goes. The older you get, the more you kind of become less flexible. So that's why I did that final thought yesterday. Walter Hooker, Montgomery, Texas. My wife and I, Sue, have been married for 60 years, August 31st, today. 60 years, you know? That's so admirable. So Walter and Sue, Montgomery, Texas, happy anniversary. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is officially Labor Day 2023. The holiday marks the last weekend of summer, but its origin dates back to the Industrial Revolution. Here is the story. The American economy changed drastically throughout the 19th century. After the Civil War, millions of families abandoned their farms and migrated to work in the cities. By the 1880s, most urban workers were employed in factories and shipyards. The average adult toiled 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, Children as young as five swept floors, cleaned chimneys, even dug trenches. People of all ages faced brutal conditions on the job. So the workers eventually formed labor unions. They organized strikes and protests. Some even turned violent. Riots broke out in Chicago, Boston, New York City. Public sided with the business owners, not the workers, many of which were immigrants from Ireland, Italy, Jews from Central Europe, and recently emancipated black people. To appease the union bosses, however, Congress did pass an act honoring the laborers of America. President Grover Cleveland signed Labor Day Act into law June 1894. The legislation included legal protections for employees, including a two-day weekend, reduced hours, overtime pay, time off for religious holidays. The bill also banned the use of child labor across the country. Today, Labor Day is celebrated with block parties, parades, barbecues, fireworks. For children, it represents the beginning of a new school year. To many, it's also the start of the football season. And here's something else you might not know. Right now, the percentage of adults in labor unions lower than any other time in history. After World War II, one-third of the entire American workforce were members of a union. In 2023, that figure has fallen to just 6% of American workers. Happy Labor Day. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.